Good day to you all. I am Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest updates in the world of finance. Let's start with what's happening in the retirement planning landscape here in Australia. New products and consistent evolution in financial regulations are adding to the already complex task that financial advisors are faced with as they strive to personalize retirement income plans. The Retirement Income Covenant, which has been effective since July 2022, is putting pressure on superannuation fund trustees to adopt better strategies for members' retirement. Regulators like APRA and ASIC are closely watching fund compliance, with Justine Marquet of Allianz Retire Plus emphasizing the importance of understanding diverse market-linked and guaranteed options to make informed decisions that align with the client's financial objectives. Now let's turn to real estate finance. Today, we hear that Centuria Capital Group is expanding its reach in the property debt market. Despite a reduction in net profit after tax and last year's cut in distributions, they have upped their stake in Centuria Bass Credit from 50% to 80%, investing an additional $57 million. The move is seen as a strategic initiative to strengthen the company's earnings in the realm of real estate finance, in response to investors' demand for better profits and shorter fund durations. Co-CEO John McBain looks favorably on the impressive growth shown by Centuria Bass and anticipates the increased stake will enhance revenue and solidify Centuria's position in such a competitive market. Shifting our focus to central banks, Principal Asset Management's recent report reveals a tricky period ahead. Specifically, the U.S. Federal Reserve, tasked with averting financial instability or reigniting price rises by a premature rate cut, is walking a tightrope. Seema Shah, a global strategist, has warned about the delicate phase of ending the fight against inflation, while policy decisions remain under the shadow of the upcoming presidential election, often a time of political uncertainty. Investors should prepare for a careful easing of monetary policies, maintaining a higher interest rate for a longer period to ensure financial stability. In other news, tax reforms have been proposed that could greatly impact our legal sector. The federal government's proposed changes on federal judge pensions has the Law Council of Australia expressing strong concerns, citing that they could violate the existing constitutional protection which forbids reducing a judge's remuneration. They note the importance of maintaining an independent and impartial judiciary, and argue that the proposed changes could possibly deter top legal talents from taking up bench roles critical for delivering justice. That's all for today's financial news recap. For more information on insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, please visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, this has been Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online. Stay financially savvy, Australia.